This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
405 DGS on Campbell X. Dave Murray joins us. Well, Dave, you're right about the up and the down, man.
Yeah, no kidding. Why, it felt like, like the middle of winter.
Oh no!
I hate when
did
he does
we lose
that.
Him?
He's faking.
He got lost
He's
in the middle of winter.
Andrew, call me.
Oh, now we hear you.
There we go. You're back.
Oh, you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
That's weird. Yeah, it felt like the middle of winter today.
Mm-hmm. Certainly did this morning.
We're trying a temporary fix on a problem that we're having with our microphone. So,
gotcha.
Bear with me. Stand by.
Okay.
Should I, you guys want me to just call
him?
Yeah,
I'll just call him.
Okay, I'll just
call
wonder
him.
What he's eating.
But don't.
Don't call
just him. Just let him think you're going to call him.
I wonder if he's having a banana.
It's banana time. Trying to find my Craigslist Prices Right so we could play here. But I
who stole it?
Is it in your office, maybe? I could go get it.
I don't know where it's at.
You know how the supply chain's getting so bad. Did you see the story about New York City and bagels? They are running out of cream cheese. Like all of the big places that everyone goes, they're down to like, I think 10 days is the most anyone in New York has. And there's no indication that there's going to be more.
This is how the revolution starts,
and
people.
And then the other thing they said there could be a shortage of is chicken tenders. What are all the kids going to do?
Yeah, right?
What's the, Trish, I don't know what a chicken tender is. Is there some sort of another word that we can
use
for chicken
tenders?
No,
there is not. A strip? Hmm. Chicken strip?
Did you really not call Dave back?
Did you? I didn't know if you wanted me to or not. I don't know.
No, I was kidding.
All right, give me a second.
I'm like, where's Dave? And Andrew's talking to us, not on the phone. I'm like, oh, okay. He took me seriously.
Well.
Has anything affected you guys?
With supply chain?
Yeah.
Not really.
Like, there's all these horror stories about you're not going to have a Christmas tree. There's not going to be a Christmas. Like, there's plenty of Christmas trees.
There was a big one. Remember, Trish, it was canned pumpkin was going to be a shortage at Thanksgiving.
Even turkeys.
Every time I walked into Schnucks, there was like a mountain display of canned pumpkin.
You know one thing I can't find? Phoebe and her boyfriend and Nick all love Capri Suns.
Mm-hmm.
Can't find them.
Interesting.
Yeah. The Schnucks I go to, bare shelves, nothing.
Hmm.
Not sure whether there was a
run on
that. I find
it more interesting that they like to drink them.
So, oh, yeah.
Vitamin waters have been impossible to find, too.
Really?
Yeah, I've been drinking vitamin water. You can't find them.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hello there. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah. Much
hey,
better.
Why not?
Rachel, what are you about to say about supply chain?
Well, because of the supply chain issues, Biden wants to make it to where... So, apparently, in the United States, you have to be 21 years old to drive a semi-truck to get your license for that, and he wants to lower it to 18 to
saw
hopefully
that.
Get some more people working, which, I mean, is good because we'd have more people driving trucks. But a lot of experts are going, hey, you know, teenagers get in a lot of accidents as is, and now you want them to drive a semi. So it's kind of turning into a what's the best thing to do here.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that there was an age limit to do that job. I mean, other than 18, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it makes sense. Every time I'm out driving and I see a semi truck make like a sharp turn and you go, are they going to make it?
Yeah.
It seems so hard and so stressful. I mean, like, that's a legit tough job.
Oh, no. I used to represent a semi company over in the east side. And when I went to meet with them, this very nice lady, a little bit older than me, took me for a ride in her truck with her dog that never leaves the truck. And I'm like, yep, here's another thing I can't do. Like, no part of it. No, thank you. Don't want this.
I look at them, though, and sometimes I think I could do it.
Let's get her behind the wheel. Let's call Dynamic Transit and see.
I mean,
we've just solved the problem.
I'm just saying.
There you
sometimes
go.
Sometimes I'm like, I could really handle that semi.
You are awesome. You know, you figure if you
can see that. I can see Trish going down the road, can't you?
Oh my God, giving the double palms out flip to everybody.
Honking. Oh, that was so fun when you were a kid and you'd go out the window and
Trish
pull
had a truck
your arm
that just
down.
Said Father Blood on the side.
Well, I think I'm a really good driver, no matter what you guys say.
I mean, it seems like if you're old enough to go into the military and carry a gun and maybe shoot someone or be shot, we can probably trust you on the road. But
makes sense.
You know. Mm. So, Dave, where do we go from this cold day?
We stay very cold tonight. Still could be a couple of snowflakes here and there this evening, but tough to find. Just a little mood snow, I like to call it. 25 for the low. Tomorrow, cold start in the morning, but let's warm it up to 49-50 in the afternoon. That will feel a lot better. Thursday, changeable sky. It's windy and it's warmer in the afternoon. Thursday's high, 59-60. Friday, changeable skies again. There's a chance of a couple of showers. Could even be a rumble of thunder around Friday afternoon into the evening, but even warmer. 70-71 for the high on Friday. The record is 73 from 1889. That'd be a great record to break.
Yeah.
And then we're colder over the weekend, in the 40s on Saturday, let's say 50 to 55 on Sunday.
Has any of this changed your thoughts about a possible white Christmas?
No, because I'm very stubborn, and I still think there is going to be, I was hoping that, you know what, I wasn't really hoping for it at this point, but I'm hoping by the middle of next week, that we see a pretty good pattern flip across the entire country. And that should help lead to that forecast.
Okay, cool. Dave, Rach, did you find your stuff?
I did not, so I figured we could do headlines instead.
Let's do it.
Okay, well, first of all, Dave Murray's forecast is brought to you by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling. And headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. If you've been saving up those Schnucks rewards points all year for the holidays, now is the time to cash them in at Schnucks. Can you guys believe it is the 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor today?
No. It's nuts.
More than 2,400 people were killed when hundreds of Japanese planes bombed American service members and civilians on U.S. soil on December 7th, 1941, dubbed a date which will live in infamy by President FDR.
I just read this article about one of the veterans who went to go to one of the memorials there. He's 101 years old, and he was in the bottom of one of the boats, and they were getting ready to close the hatch. And he said, wait a minute, I'm going to get out. Because he knew enough about ammunition, he thought he could help some of the people. He got out. If he would have stayed in there, he would not have been with us. But it was a really cool story.
The whole thing is amazing. Like, I've watched, I think, every movie that's ever been made about it, read a couple books. And when you see it from, like, the Japanese point of view, it's also fascinating because they just thought, like, well, this is it. I mean, this is the kill shot. They're done. And they came real close. Like, that's the real interesting thing to me is we all grow up with, you know, World War II movies. And the movies would make you feel like, I mean, we showed up, we kicked their ass, we took the Nazis, we rubbed their Nazi face in the mud. Like, there were several times, with Dunkirk and other times that the Allies were really back on our heels. And even on D-Day, I don't know if you guys knew this, but they tried to wake Hitler up on D-Day. He thought that we're going to Calais, and we ended up going to Normandy, and they tried to wake him up, and he wouldn't wake up because he liked to sleep late. And that's one of the reasons why we were able to get a foothold on the beaches of Normandy.
Wow.
And nuts.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah, guys, one sleep in. He's like, give me another hour.
Yeah.
Give me another hour. please continue, Rach. Sorry.
You're fine. Hackers are using Omicron and COVID-19 phishing emails to target universities. I will speculate and wonder if that has something to do with the hack at Lewis and Clark Community College a couple weeks ago. So this is just evil. These hackers are sending thousands of malicious phishing emails in an attempt to harvest credentials and hack into these university systems. Obviously, people in the administration are going to take anything having to do with the worldwide pandemic pretty seriously when you're educating teenagers and young adults. So
the hacking problem seems unstoppable.
Oh, it absolutely
I don't know how
is.
We get a handle on that or when it comes to an end. And as soon as one is gone, another one pops up. Seems unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing? Because we say things like hackers, ransomware. But the reality is there are human beings mm-hmm. who are living like billionaires because they're just really good at computers and they're evil and they're just on an island somewhere. And they're just getting away with it. And they probably always will.
Yeah. And we don't pay that much attention to it, really.
No. No.
We're too busy fighting over stuff that doesn't actually matter that much.
Right. I know I'm going to say a big duh, but it just reminded me today when the Amazon, the Kindle, Venmo, everything goes down. We're just so reliant on everything having to do with computers and the internet. Our whole life is in our phone. Everything. Yeah. Our bank app is in our phone.
Yeah.
All of our necessary information, and we just do it every day, and I'll just keep doing it, even though I'm saying
so
this out loud.
It's so easy to take us down.
Yes.
It is nuts. So I got that tattoo of, like, a specific lake in Colorado that I love, and I've never known the name of it or anything, and I was able to go to Google Earth and find it. Just find something close and go, oh, there it is. Can you imagine without all of that? Like, I want to find a lake. It's like in a circle. What the hell would you have done? Stupid.
It's crazy.
All right, so Instagram is talking to the U.S. Senate today, and they're pledging to tighten teen protection measures. We had the whole whistleblower thing going on with Facebook and Instagram saying that teens are basically roped into consuming harmful content and they want to keep teens on the app for as long as possible. Well, Instagram is saying now, hey, parents, we're going to give you the option to limit your teen's time on the app and we're going to nudge our young users away to other things if they've been focused on one topic for a while. They say also that they are turning off the ability for people to tag or mention teens who do not follow them on the app. Kind of terrifying that they were allowed to do that in the first place.
Right.
Mm. Okay, so among 2021's most mispronounced words, Omicron. I was very guilty of calling it Omnicron for a couple days
better.
There.
Yeah, it sounds
and
better.
And chuggy is one that people struggle with quite a bit.
Yeah. What was the word for chuggy before chuggy?
Probably like cringe or something.
Passé.
I didn't even know what chuggy means. I don't.
Me either.
Know.
Well,
no one really does, but I think ideally it means like uncool, outdated.
Out of date. Yeah.
Past.
You're doing
up.
Something you think is cool, but it was cool a year
ago. I've never even
washed.
Heard anyone use it.
It's
we
mostly
use it
on
when
TikTok.
You're not in the room.
Oh my gosh.
She's so chuggy.
All right.
Chuggy Trish.
I'm going to have some chuggy for dinner tonight. Is that how you use it?
What would chuggy be? What would the chuggy dish be?
Kind of like a noodle something.
See, I was thinking like Steakums.
Don't go after my beloved Steakums.
I'm not going after them. It's just like that's what pops into my head for whatever reason.
I don't think that's chuggy, though, because that was a popular in like 1977.
No. I'm not calling them chuggy.
If there was
a
dish called chuggy.
Yeah. I gotcha.
It would be like a Steakums type.
Yeah. It'd be like a meat amalgam byproduct.
I thought you were asking, because that's an interesting question, like, what would you serve and go like, and people are like, oh, that's pretty
really
chuggy.
Meatloaf, maybe? Meatloaf is chuggy.
Oh, is that what we were doing? I thought if chuggy was a meal, what would it be?
That's what I was saying.
Okay,
with the Steakums. All right, now that we're all on the same page.
I think Lisa said makes any sense.
Dave just hung up. He's like, I'm, you
no,
know
I'm
what?
Still here. I don't know why, but I'm still here.
All right, final headline story here. So traffic in cities like St. Louis is rising, but it is still largely below pre-pandemic levels.
I buy that.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah, these days when I am in traffic, ugh. I'm just such a bigger jerk about it.
I know. It's so annoying.
And it's rarely as bad as it used to be. But if I hit it at all, I'm just...
That was my final story, Dave.
Thank you, Rach. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, chuggy out.
Coming up at 4:35, we have a gentleman who is representing a organization that wants to legalize marijuana for recreational use in Missouri, so we can have that talk. Want some fun facts?
Yeah.
Yes.
I always say fun facts, and then they're not all that fun, but, you know, don't you think that the longer ago you go back in history, the worse people's teeth would be?
Yes.
And here's another thing, too. I worry a lot about my teeth falling out of my head just because I had a lot of dental work and I have nightmares about it and stuff. And I watch a lot of like mummy shows, and you'll see like a 5,000-year-old mummy with all of its teeth. And you're like, well, if this Joker still has his, you know? Yeah,
looking better than mine.
They probably didn't eat sugar and stuff the way we do now.
Good point.
A cookie. The ancient Romans in Pompeii had near perfect dental health through their entire life due to a low sugar diet with fruits and vegetables and a local water source rich in fluorine, which I'm guessing is like fluoride.
Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting though.
Huh.
The FBI spent years following Russell Crowe around because Al-Qaeda had made a credible threat to kidnap him as a cultural destabilization plot.
Whoa.
Al-Qaeda somehow was led to believe that Russell Crowe was like the guy. If we get Russell Crowe, they're going to do anything to get him back. So the FBI's so like trailing him for like 12 years.
That's so funny. They had like the one movie that made it to them is like the DVD copy of Gladiator. And they're like, he's the greatest man in their culture.
It's so true.
I wonder if he knew that. I'm not being dumb when I say that, but
he
I wonder.
Know until after.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Man, that's got to be a crazy conversation.
Yeah. Hey, by the way.
We've been following you for 12 years.
Surely you've noticed you've seen me every day right behind you.
We've seen everything you do.
The guy who founded North Face, where Phoebe and I were just shopping. I'm a big North Face fan. I think they make great stuff. Died in 2015 from hypothermia after a kayaking accident.
Oh, that's terrible.
Irony.
Right?
Yeah, yikes.
Nuts.
Was he wearing North Face?
I'm sure he was.
No, North Face is like, he was wearing Patagonia.
The original lyrics of Rupert Holmes' The Pina Colada Song.
If you like pina coladas. That
originally said, if you like Humphrey Bogart.
If you like Humphrey Bogart.
And Getting Caught in the Rain.
Getting Caught in the Rain.
Yeah. Stupid. But I guess he has another song that talks about Humphrey Bogart. Is he the one that did Bogey and Bacall?
No, that was
someone
just
different.
Like Bogey and
Bacall. He's like, people are going to think I'm a one-note guy. I don't want to make this niche. Oh, the Humphrey Bogart guy. Yeah.
Also, Viagra may be.
No,
an...
excuse me. That was Bertie Higgins.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
I just love that any song I mention, you will sing. I like having that power. That's good to know. Viagra may be an effective treatment for Alzheimer's.
Wonder how that works.
Right? Yeah. No idea.
They might have a whole new problem then.
What? You want to explain that?
I get it.
No.
They forget they have a boner? Like, what do you...
It's that
which
attention
way,
all the
which
time.
Way you go?
No, like, they would remember,
did
but then
it's
they'd
an
be
attention
stuck with,
all the time?
They'd
yeah.
be stuck with a whole new situation.
Rachel's trying to get my attention to tell me it's time to go out and do a live, and I'm just going back and forth between you two on the bumper table. Welcome back, guys. DGS 438. My guest right now is John Payne. He is with Legal Mo 22, talking about legalizing the use of marijuana recreationally. John, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So, John, where do we stand now, like nationally? I don't keep up with it that much. How many states have legalized recreational use like our sister state over in Illinois?
Yeah, there's now 19 states that have legalized the adult use of marijuana, and I believe it's now a majority of the population of the country lives in a state where that has happened. You know, we have a lot of very large states like California and New York have legalized it, and also states closer to us like Michigan and Illinois, and then some states that I think would surprise a lot of people like Montana and even South Dakota, although South Dakota's kind of in some Supreme Court wrangling over their initiative there, but it is they did vote for it in the last election cycle. So it's it is a broad national issue at this point.
So, John, as you well know, a number of years ago, we really didn't know. People like you and I assumed that it wouldn't be reefer madness, and we assumed that states would do very well on the taxes, but we didn't know. It was all anecdotal. But now we've had enough states do it for enough amount of years. What do we know about the good and the bad?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much been all good stuff. You know, there have been increased tax revenues. You know, the kind of things that the prohibitionists, our opponents have said that, oh, the, you know, crime is going to go up. There's going to be chaos on the highways. That just has not happened. And actually, there was just a study released, I believe, last week that showed that in states that have legalized the adult use of marijuana, that there are now higher clearance rates, meaning police are solving more property and violent crimes. And, you know, there's not, we can't know exactly why that is, but it stands to reason that it's because they now have more time, because they're, instead of arresting people for marijuana, they can focus on those real serious offenses.
And John, not that this is your job to know, but do you happen to know what it's done to the illegal pot trade? I mean, is it gone? Is it still there, but not as big? Like, how does it affect that?
You know, there's definitely still an illicit market, but it has dropped substantially. You know, one of the things that has happened in the last few years is that it used to be, probably when, you know, you and I were younger, that a lot of the supply of marijuana in this country came from Mexico. And in fact, now the problem is marijuana coming from the United States going into Mexico. So it has really, you know, tamped down on the illicit market. You know, put most things into the regulated system. It's still got a ways to go. I think part of that is, you know, prices falling as more production becomes available and more states legalizing it. So there's less incentive to, you know, take it across those borders, because once it's legal in that state, then that provides a legal outlet.
So if it is legalized for recreational use, what would happen to the medicinal side? Would you just not need a medical card because anyone can go in at that point? Or how does that work?
You wouldn't need a medical card if you're over 21 years of age. However, there's still a number of advantages if you do have a qualifying medical condition to getting that medical card under what we're proposing. For instance, you know, you would be able to purchase at a lower tax rate. So the tax rate for recreational marijuana would be 6% at the state level, and then the local governments can also put on a 3% tax. So probably going to be around 9% in additional taxes there. Whereas for medical marijuana, it would only be the 4% tax to the state.
John, you just brought up taxes. I'm wondering what this could do in terms of revenue for Missouri. What have we seen in other states as far as like the amount of tax dollars it's been able to generate when we legalize marijuana?
Yeah, and I mean, it really depends on the size of the market, and that's something that is a bit unknown until we actually do it here. But, you know, in other states, you know, Colorado has brought in hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenues. The auditor, when they prepared our fiscal note, estimated a minimum of about $50 million to the state and another about $15 million to local governments. And I think there's good reason to believe that it's going to be substantially higher than that. You know, it does take some time for the market to fully grow out. But, you know, it looks like this market is probably going to be $1 billion or more in the long term per year. And so, you know, that's that $1 billion would be $60 million to the state and I guess about $30 million to the local government. So pretty sizable numbers.
Talking to John Payne here from Legal Mode 22, talking about legalizing marijuana. So, John, I know that you don't know every single person who's against this or what their heart and mind is, but in general, are the objections at this point mostly moral and religious, or are there real like business and law enforcement concerns?
You know, I do think that a lot of the objections are still kind of grounded in, you know, I wouldn't necessarily call it religious, although that there is some crossover there. But, yeah, moral objections to just, I don't like drugs. This is a drug, and therefore it should be illegal. And, you know, I don't think that holds a lot of water. It's obviously the case that, you know, drinking is legal in this country, and it has been for ever since we figured out that prohibition didn't work with that. And certainly marijuana is a less harmful substance than alcohol. So, you know, I think that if that's going to be legal, then marijuana certainly should be as well. And really, I think there are not a whole lot of business objections to it. You know, law enforcement is kind of split on the issue. If you go talk to a lot of the regular beat cops, a lot of them will say, yeah, this is, you know, it should be legal. It's wasting my time to have to go and write a ticket or arrest somebody for a joint. That's just, you know, unnecessary, but it's something that, you know, I have to follow the book, I have to follow the law, and that's required of me. But certainly, you know, traditionally a lot of the opposition for this issue has come from narcotics officers, and really I think that they're very much just in the ideology of, kind of, for lack of a better term, reefer madness, that this is bad and therefore we should continue to prohibit it.
And John, last question briefly, where do we stand? We have an election year coming up. Will this be on a ballot or is this strictly something for the legislature?
Yeah, it's something we are trying to put on the ballot via the state's initiative process. We've been approved to gather signatures by the Secretary of State's office, and we've been doing that for about a month now. And if you go to our website, legalmo22.com, you can find a map of all of our signing locations. I believe we now have about 60 up and running, hopefully have about 100 within the month, and we'll continue to grow that. And then we're also hiring on a paid signature collection company. And all said and done, we're going to need to gather about 170,000 valid signatures. Really, that'll mean about 300,000 plus signatures. We have to do that by May the 8th to turn them into the Secretary of State's office. And then if we do that and they're certified, then we will be on the ballot in November.
And where do people go for more information, John?
Yeah, they can go to our website, legalmo22.com. They can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Very good. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. 452DGS, Andrew, Rach,
Dave,
Abby, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Harry Potter reunion?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, boy.
Well.
Oh, boy.
I miss when it was cool to like Harry Potter, because I still like Harry Potter. I grew up with Harry Potter. Like, I aged with him. Like, I was his age when the books would come out. I would be the age of the boy who lived. And I really loved Harry Potter.
The boy who lived.
I love the movies. I love the franchise. But, boy, that old Jo just can't get out of her way, can she? J.K. Rowling, are you up to speed on her and her doings and happenings?
I mean, I know about the trans stuff.
Yeah, it's mostly that. It's okay. Mostly like, man... It's cast a curse, if you will, over the whole magical franchise.
She's not invited to the reunion.
And she's not invited to the reunion, which I thought was really interesting.
That is very interesting.
Yeah, it's like everyone but her. I think she's supposed to show up in the background of archive footage and stuff, but
I wouldn't think they could do anything without her since she owns it.
I don't know if she owns it.
Kind of surprising.
She may not own it.
Movie-wise, she doesn't, you know?
Yeah, she might have sold it to Warner Brothers.
I bet you're right.
They're continuing the franchise in all the meaningful ways with the...
So you're not that excited to see everyone and what they look like at 30 and so forth and so on?
I will probably watch it. It means more to me than, like, the Friends reunion did. But it's,
you hold
it's,
your nose while you watch.
It's hard to... Well, it's hard these days for a lot of people, myself included, to be like, oh, man, I really like Harry Potter, and it meant a lot to me when I was a kid, in part because it's like...
Rachel, if you had that seems like same reaction?
Person. No, I will not watch the reunion because I just don't care about the movies that much. And I didn't read the books till I was an adult. So, I mean, I'm just not a reunion person anyway. I guess I've read plenty of authors who have views that I completely disagree with. So it again, but I didn't grow up with it. So I get why other people feel that way. But I'm just like, all right, well, whatever. Like,
no, I felt that way about stuff, though. You know, I felt bad one time because I bought a Jackson Brown record and he was accused of domestic violence, you know, and Chris Brown, people like his music. And it's kind of hard to separate when it's art or movies and it's people you really like or a movie you really like, but then they happen to be a horrible human being. Yeah. Like, what's right to do? I have no idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.